Amos on this one, Black Diamond, as well as DJ Radix. It's called Ukhisimusi that we just had. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings, and we keep the arts alive this hour. We do it with William Mamba, who has a passion for jewelry, then began his own company called the William Mamba Custom Jewelry, which is a Black-owned South African company that he established in 2018. Born eMatsulu, he is now making waves with his beautiful jewelry. William, welcome to Rise FM.
Hey, how are you, my sister? I'm good, and you and the listeners.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show. I am doing wonderful. Now, I mean, from going to school to do engineering, and then you find this passion for jewelry. What inspired that shift?
Oh, you know, when they say it's God's work, it's really God's work.
Mm.
You know, these careers are not for us. Black people, so to say, they're not fully exposed to us. So it's one of those things whereby I've been to UJ to check out courses, and then I was very fascinated by this course that had a certain race of people in it. So I was like, let me go check it out. And then I went there. I was so interested in the diamonds and the gold and the security that they had.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, oh, these people have money.
At the end of the day, we all want that shmoney. We want that money.
Very true. But passion also.
Passion, yes. So passion has played a very big role in who you are today and you opening your company. Let's talk a bit about that, because what I'm grabbing onto this is that it's not really something that you might have had a passion before or when you were younger. It's something that you kind of found along the way. How has that experience been for you? Just finding this newfound passion and telling yourself that, you know what, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
I think as kids coming from like disadvantaged places, Matsulu, Skumanzal, Nkomazi, and the rest, there's things that we don't know they exist.
Yes.
So we tend to like brush it off because we don't know they exist. Till you're exposed to those things and you're like, oh, I've got a talent in this thing. It's just that it didn't exist where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it was God unlocking that for me and saying, you know what, you are a talented person. You are good at this and this and this. I'll show you the way. I think it was one of those incident where by God said, not, I'll take you here by mistake if you think so, and then I'll put it in your destiny.
Yes, and this is where you're meant to be now. And now look at you. You're the owner of a Black-owned South African business.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you had any challenges as well as opportunities that have found you along the way of you just kind of going along with your passion and what it is that you want to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, so starting from starting the course, it was very complicated because even the material, the toolbox, the course itself, it's a niche market for a certain race of people. So you can find toolboxes that are like 15 to 20 grand to start with. And it's not just school fees, it's just not rest and all that. So it's a difficult course, but once you're in and then you work hard and then you start to learn, you make connection and you remain humble, and then you put the 10,000 hours, it will start showing off. The fruits will start showing off.
Let's talk about some of the pieces that you design and that you have on offer. You say that they tell a story and they create everlasting memories. Do you have specific piece of jewelry that you can share with us and that you've designed that holds a very special memory for you?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to design like a big piece for like a big diamond company in this land. So when we had like a conference, they wanted like someone who can manufacture that piece.
Right.
So we're all sitting there, and everyone says, "No, we can't make this. There's no technology to make this piece."
Mm-hmm.
So I raised my hand, as confused as I was. I was like, I can do it.
Yeah.
So they said, but William, you're just a black young boy with no experience. So how can you do this? I said, just give me a week. I'll make a prototype and I'll bring it to you.
Sure.
So they said, okay.
Go William.
Go waste your money and do your thing. We'll give you a week.
Yeah. I love that confidence. I love the confidence that you're speaking about right now. You know, the confusion. And I think there's a lot of people that might be able to resonate with what you're saying. There's a lot of people who are scared to do something because they're not very sure that they might be able to achieve it.
Yes. So I went to the workshop, took my own material, my own money.
Mm-hmm.
Executed the piece like a week, not non-sleeping. I never sleep.
Wow.
And I took it to the company. I said, here. And it was perfect. And they said, no, William, we should have given you the material from the ghetto. So I made those pieces, and there were like 14 of them, and they took the whole world. I won Best Manufacturing Technical Designer in the land.
Wow. In the land?
And these were international pieces.
No way.
So I was competing with people like from overseas, like China, Japan, because these are international pieces.
William, what would you say sets you apart from other jewelers, and what can clients expect during the design process with you?
Yeah, very good question. I like that. So the thing with me is I like involving the client in the design.
Uh-huh.
Because I believe jewelry is part of your life, especially when you come to marriage. You get to the pulpit, you and your husband, you get married, but when you wake up in the morning, you both go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But the jewelry piece, the ring, is in your hand. It never leaves.
Mm.
So in my head, I'm like, if this is the ring you live with for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
it has to speak to you. It has to resonate with you. It has to resemble the love.
Yeah.
So I involve you in making this. So I bring emotions in this thing. I bring the creativity. So I want you to be part of the design process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about money only. When I deliver the piece, I look at your face.
Yes.
Because I work for that final expression when you open the port. You're like, wow. So when I deliver the piece, it's not about the money. I look at you because now I've got no control over the emotion. So I'm looking at you. So that emotion gives me the satisfaction.
Oh, William, so, so profound. I love what you just said. It's the month of love. We are celebrating love. We're wanting people to propose, right?
Yes.
So give me the numbers. What would you say is your most expensive engagement ring?
And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I've done pieces with like 4 million rand diamonds. Last week I've done a piece of like 700,000. But they start from 3,000 rand.
They start from 3,000 rand. You know what? They start from 3,000 rand, but I've done pieces of up to 4 million rand. Love that.
Exactly. I need to explain that if I can, please.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, for the people with like 4 million rand to see me or know about me, someone with 700 rand gave me a chance. I don't know more people with 500,000 or 20,000, but I know people with 300 rand.
Yeah.
So if someone like works as a street vendor, for them to save like 700 rand, it's too much.
Yeah.
So they deserve the same respect that I give those guys.
Yes.
So if you bring your 600 rand, that guy with 100,000 will have to wait. Because you're the first one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to take care of those people because where I come from, Matsuru, Kumanzal, Barberton, Ligazi, I don't know much people with like millions.
Yeah.
But I know people with 700 rand and they want to be in love and they want beautiful things and they want to be distinguished, like they want their jewelry to talk for themselves.
Mm.
So I respect the money. And just for you to come to me and say, William, I want to give you a chance. That's great. You can go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So I really work based on your budget, and I give my all.
I love that. Absolutely love that. To those that are interested in doing the same thing that you do, do you have any classes maybe? Because I really feel like you would do such a brilliant, brilliant job in being a teacher to our future generations.
Yes, ma'am. So basically, we're doing like a GDP, and like GDP is like postgraduate student.
Love it.
We also do like a, you know, those ones were like doing matrix and all that. So we can integrate them in the program, like the artisan thing, and then integrate them using the mining qualification authority to train them for like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of stipends there involved if you qualify to be taken into the system, because we scrutinize and check and do all the entrance exams.
Oh, I love it. William, thank you so much for coming into the show. Wishing you all the very best. You are very confident, which I love so much. And I'm hoping that there's a young woman, young man who's listening and who's thinking, hey, I'm feeling a bit down about whatever it is that I want to do, but I'm hoping that they heard you and they've got a newfound confidence because of you and because of the story that you just told us. So thank you very much for coming onto the show, and I wish you all the very best. It's Raz FM, and that's how William Mamba keeps his arts alive. How do you keep your art alive? Sure.